Oh, I'm sorry. Is it too loud?
What's up, guys? It's the Awkward Dreadhead. And we got Chelsea here.
Hey, everybody.
We got Michaela.
Hello.
We got Jessica.
Hey, hey, hey.
And we got Jamal.
What's up? You all right?
Yeah.
Why are you saying like
that? I did kind of choke up there a little bit.
Choke up. LB's in the house.
Yeah. Happy Halloween, guys. We got some topics for you guys. Well, a lot of them are comment questions. We're gonna see how we're gonna do it.
Wait, are they Halloween themed?
Ooh,
we should have asked for some.
Are they all?
Yeah. We should have actually asked for some
Halloween themed.
I mean, they can be.
We can ask for Thanksgiving themed ones.
Ooh, or Christmas themed ones. Yeah.
Give us your holiday inspired comments and questions.
We're telling you right now. Give us your Thanksgiving and Christmas themed. Relationship question.
Well, I mean, well, all the holidays kind of jumble.
Kwanzaa.
I'm not gonna lie. This is gonna be so bad, but like for some reason, Hanukkah and Kwanzaa to me seem the same thing. I don't know why.
So it's all Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa for you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I said holiday theme.
But they're nowhere near the same thing.
They're nowhere near the same discussion. They're different religions.
I mean, it's not holiday season.
Do we want New Year's themed questions as well?
Oh, that could be like real nefarious. Yeah, we could do that.
So
we could
use all your winter holiday questions.
Yeah,
we could have Halloween.
We're not there yet.
Keep cutting me off. You could send us Halloween comments too. It's not too late.
It's still October.
No, don't do that. We're not gonna. No, it's gonna be a waste.
Unless you had something really good happen on Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Then we want to...
Yeah, give us your stories.
Oh, yeah, we might take that.
Hear about
if
it.
If it's something really, really good. All right, the first... We have a comment question. This is for Jessica.
Okay.
It's so hard like not to laugh right now. But for Jessica, do you believe the staunchest feminist would change her mind if she was given the role of a man? For example... If 95% of women had to pay alimony, would they flip and say, it's not fair? That's just an example, but like, I'm assuming they're talking about like the reverse role of like whatever oppresses a man versus a woman. I guess, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's also bad because I don't think feminists are like trying to get alimony all over the place.
Well, how about this? Do you feel women would be flipping the script if it was 95% of women having to pay child support and alimony?
Well, I think if women had to pay child support, they would do it. I mean...
Oh, you're saying there'd be no complaints?
There's complaints on all sides about everything all the time. So, I don't think there'd be no complaints, but I think that, like, if you... are not taking care of your child and your baby daddy has, you know.
When she says baby daddy, it just sounds so ghetto the way she says it.
Is in charge. then yeah, you should be paying child support. I don't think that it would stop them. I think that they would be doing it.
You know, there was a bill that was trying to be passed to cancel all of child support.
Cancel it.
It's a federal bill. I don't think it's gonna pass, but yeah, like
it definitely won't get enough votes.
Or they might
cap
it.
So what are they replacing it with?
Yeah, I would say they'd have to have some kind of.
No, I think they're trying to cap it to where like you know how celebrities pay like $20,000 a month. Like well, they'll probably pay like $5,000 a month from now on.
Well, the thing. They're not gonna. Yeah. They're not.
Well, I mean, I remember Puff. I keep calling him Puff Daddy. P Diddy. I remember him when he first, like, his first kid. Like he was paying when I was in high school. That dude was paying $20,000 a month for his kid.
Is that because it's like a percentage of your salary?
Yeah, percentage of the guy's salary. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that because kid, all of that should go to that kid, and then their kid, you know, now has a great trust fund. Right.
If you don't,
it doesn't go to the kid a lot of the time. That's
the bill. The bill definitely won't pass, only because they know that they can garnish people's wages. So the government will get their money and divvy it up because they can take it from wherever they want, even if they don't get it from the actual person.
Also, in child support makes a lot of money for cities and states.
Mm-hmm. And also, if the person that owes child support doesn't go through it, doesn't pay with it through the government, they could take it all over again. My father-in-law did that.
He did what?
He paid the woman, his ex-wife, directly, and then the government acted like he never paid it. So they charged him for the
same time. She never was like, oh, he gave me money?
He paid it twice.
So then she got it twice?
Yep.
But when you pay, I don't know, so this is a question. When you pay child support, how does the government get that money if it's going directly to the kid?
So all child support is a middleman agency. So the father or whoever is paying pays to the agency. The agency, they get paid. They divvy up between themselves, and then they send the rest to the mother. And then the mother.
If you have to pay, let's say $20 a month to Chelsea, we're just using 20 because it's an easy number.
Mm-hmm.
Right? She's not getting that whole 20? She's getting like $10?
She probably would get...
Or like 16?
$10 to $15 maybe. Like,
you give 20 to Jamal.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamal takes 10 mm-hmm. and then gives 10 to Chelsea.
Yeah.
How I see it is whenever you have to get the government involved in something payment-wise, they're going to take their piece just because it's like a convenience.
It makes a lot of money for states, like child support. So I don't see them passing that bill but I think it should definitely like regulate and cap it better, because people shouldn't be like, their people's lives shouldn't be destroyed because I this one dude, oh man, it was one of the worst things I've ever seen. This dude, he got out of jail. He'd been looking for a job for a year. Couldn't find a job. Finally found a job. And when he found the job, I think like 3 months later, child support came and arrested him, put him back in jail for 6 months. Lost that job. Had to start all over again.
That's why my mom never put my dad on child support, because he couldn't keep a job.
Yeah.
She was like, "What's the point? You don't have money to pay me.
Yeah.
And I don't want to just throw you in jail for my daughter to never see you."
Yeah.
So she let him off the hook.
Yeah, so that's the reason. I think it needs to be capped, and it needs to be regulated way, way better. I knew this guy because I worked at the same warehouse or factory. I don't know whatever y'all call it out here, but yeah, the same factory. It was sad, man.
Yeah, a lot of people can't swallow their pride and do stuff like your mom did. Because people make it personal instead of about their kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was like, "There's no point." I mean, she's like, "I don't need the help. I'm doing well, and there's no point in me punishing him for something that he's not even able to do for himself."
You know what? Let me ask you a question. Do you think it's more about punishment, or do you think it's more about, I need help to take care of
depends
my kid?
On the person in the situation.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because sometimes, like, they know they are well able to do it themselves. And there's nothing wrong with obviously wanting help from the father, because you didn't make the baby yourself.
Right.
Some people will do that. They will know the person's situation and still want that money, knowing that they came and provided for themselves.
There are some women who just get frustrated that they're taking care of the child and the guy is just out there doing whatever he wants, or he's getting married, or he got married, has like a whole other family or something like that. That could be another reason. That just like pisses them off, whatever the case may be. All right, so we have another Jessica comment question.
Hooray.
All right. One thing that maddening, is that what is it? Chelsea, what is that word?
Maddening.
Maddening?
Maddening.
Yeah. Okay. One thing that's maddening on the podcast is when Jessica says things on the podcast that I don't even know if she believes. And then when the audience speaks up about it, she passes it off saying, "Oh, I just say stuff. I just say whatever on the podcast. If you are clearly talking out the side of your..." That's kind of mean. "Out the side of your neck. I just making stuff up. Why are you talking? And host, why do you have her on if she just makes things up? Doesn't that hurt the quality of the show?" I'm going to let her answer first, and then I'll say whatever.
Well, show is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, there we go.
Right.
Perfect, That's a perfect answer.
Most of us just say shit sometimes because it's good conversation.
On podcasts everywhere, just say shit.
Also, too, like, I mean, that to me, the comment sounds like you take our podcast way too seriously.
Yeah.
None of us take it seriously.
People are allowed to change their opinions when they have conversations.
That's also the point of a podcast, is to discuss things.
Like, it's one thing to stick to your guns. It's one thing to be like, well, I guess that's a good point.
Yeah, again, I'm back to, hey, listen, man, like, I have her on because she's a friend and I think she's funny. So
this ain't the fucking news.
Yeah, for real, this is not the fucking, this is not ABC News, okay? This is the Awkward Dreadhead podcast. We just do, we say, if we say shit on here, okay? Listen, I said someone should go ahead and cheat on their wife. I would want them to cheat on their wife, but it'd be funny if they did.
Okay.
Okay, moving on. Moving on. All right. Oh, here's my name.
That was the instant karma.
What?
My karma.
All right. I might rant a little. I'm sorry. This is my first time writing in. I have a love-hate relationship with your podcast, mainly Charles, because the conversations are very hard to listen to, especially your dating episodes. I live in Ohio, and oh shit.
What?
This person is bringing up issue one. I live in Ohio, and issue one is coming up. An interesting question my brother brought up to me, and something I've heard Jessica say is, all the women who tell or say to men they don't have a say in abortion, can those women now be angry when those men vote no? I'm going to let Jessica answer this if you want to.
You're going to let me answer it?
I don't want to answer this.
Well, we should go over what issue one is.
Well,
a lot of people don't know.
Wait, really?
Well, no, we know, but listening.
Oh, okay. So for the simple fact, okay, just to keep it simple. Issue one is giving women the right to an abortion or not giving women the right to abortion. Okay, Michaela, go ahead. But try to make it simple.
Oh, I will.
Yeah.
So, abortion rights, miscarriage aftercare, postpartum care, birth control.
Miscarriage aftercare? What's
yes,
that?
Like miscarriage postcare, like DNCs, your checkups. It covers that too.
Wait, okay. Oh man, I do not want to go on a rant, but what? So a woman has a miscarriage, and what the hospital? Now the hospital doesn't give them care.
No, well, what it will do is it will make sure the funding is there, because what people don't know is Planned Parenthood does a lot more than just abortion
rights.
Yeah,
yeah.
They do all the things I just listed.
Yeah.
So my thing is, how are you going to be mad for a woman to want an abortion, but you don't give her the means to prevent having an abortion with birth control? Because it'll also cancel out a lot of birth control funding and all that.
Okay,
so it's all of those things wrapped up in one, but what the news mostly talks about is abortion.
Okay.
You have to really dig into these issues because there's so many issues tied with issue one.
Well, they're also trying to, because right now Ohio has the six-week bill, and they're trying to like lengthen that, and that's what a lot of people are against.
Is that part of issue one? It's like 20 weeks, 6 days.
Yeah, right now we're at 6 weeks, and they want the part of the issue one is like lengthening that time.
So you're saying past 6 weeks,
no abortions in Ohio,
and most people don't know.
Yeah,
exactly.
Some people it's
around 6 weeks.
12 weeks. I mean, some people it's 2 or 3 months. It just depends on the person.
And a lot of people, like, you can't even go to the doctor before you're 8 or 9 weeks pregnant for them to even like look at you and take a ultrasound or talk to you even in person. So you don't even know, you know,
anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep looking at them. Okay, so going back to the question. I want the women to answer because I just don't want to answer this.
So issue one is a net positive for like giving funding and stuff, and voting no for it is to say we don't want any of these positive things to happen.
Okay, because All I've heard and all I've read about issue one is abortion. Now, what you just mentioned, I didn't hear it. I didn't read anything about that.
Yeah, but they do that shit on purpose.
Yeah.
They say, right. Hey, vote on this number. And you're just like, what like the fuck is this number? And you're just like, just vote.
Yeah.
But that's the whole, I mean, that's really what they need to solve. They need to make politics legible for
the regular
yeah, citizen. Because it's just dumb the way we've been doing politics for a millennia, where you have to like be politically literate to know what's going on in the country.
Okay. And that's what the politicians do that on purpose. So yeah, they're like, hey, this is about abortion, where it's actually about
a lot of
this other stuff wrapped into like women's health care and everything.
Can you read the question again?
So the question, okay, so an interesting question my brother brought up to me, and something I've heard Jessica say, is all the women who tell or say to men they don't have a say in abortion, can those women now be angry when those men vote no on issue one? So basically, it's basically women telling men they don't have a say in abortion. This vote coming up, if they vote zero, if they vote no, can women be upset because you didn't give them, because you're saying that they don't have a say in it? It's kind of a question just to piss people off.
But, yeah.
But I do think we should answer it.
It still pisses me off. I think you have a right to be angry.
Yeah.
Okay. Because there's so many other things in issue one that would hurt.
Ooh. No, you're fine.
Okay. That would hurt the man indirectly.
I do agree with that. Yeah. Like, you know,
like you can't family plan.
I don't know whether the government just doesn't understand, but like I think when it comes to family and kids, it's a lot of minutiae that just is not properly regulated and mandated and properly legislated. It just isn't. And we need to seriously figure it out. Like, I don't understand why we can't get this correct. Get this whole abortion, child support, you know, who gets to see the kids. I don't understand why we can't get this right as Americans. You know what I mean?
Because they don't like a broken family. The government doesn't like a family.
But they make money off of it.
Yeah. So yeah, but if you... Yes, they do. They do make money off of it. They feed off of it. But they want... What is it? The atomic family. The nuclear family. Yeah. Yeah. If you're not married and have like 10 kids, they don't understand why you don't understand that the government doesn't work for you.
Listen, I've been saying this since Handmaid's Tale came out. We are moving closer and closer to them just forcing people like to just do whatever they want, live how they want, or get out. It is what it is.
Oh, I agree. I kind of agree with that.
Like, they're like forcing people to repopulate. Because, like, what's going to happen? Right. People are going to continue having sex. People are going to continue, you know what I mean? So it's
and
like.
Have no means to control anything.
Yeah. It's well, just.
I saw something where I guess there's a new Republican congressman or something, and he believes that people aren't having enough kids to support the programs they put in place, and that's why the government programs aren't working because we're not producing enough kids.
There's not enough population.
Yeah, there's first off, there's definitely not enough jobs to support all the population that they want. If that's the freaking case, like Jessica, we're gonna give you a last word since it was your comment question.
Wait, what?
I'm gonna give you the last
Sorry,
word.
Just to let people know, I stood up and I walked away for a minute, so I'm not quite sure where
my bad.
To care of the baby. Are we still on the... Are you mad?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was going to give you the last word.
Everyone can be mad.
All right.
Be mad if you're going to be mad. Do it.
Okay, there we go. All right. The next question is violence justified to achieve certain goals, whether it be war, through social interaction, or obtaining or maintaining law?
I think that violence, when an issue bubbles up, sometimes violence is a way to convey how powerful an issue is. But I also feel that there's a lot of fear-mongering that goes on in the U.S. and in the world to money grab.
I think, I don't know about violence, but aggression. Aggression sometimes, yeah. I think aggression is justified in achieving certain goals.
It's probably a better word.
War, yeah, I agree. Anyway, like, why is war justifiable? I guess is my question back to that question.
Why is war justifiable? Because, well, first, if a country attacks us, we have to respond. We can't respond with words.
Yeah.
We have to respond.
Please stop.
With
please stop shooting
yeah,
us.
We have
thank
to
you.
With violence. If I was president and someone nuked us, or someone was trying to spy with drones on us, like, I would consider that an act of war. You know, like, you're trying, what are you trying to do? Personally, me, like, about wars, like, whatever the war that's going on now, I don't know shit about it. I've been told about it. I still don't understand what's going on over there. But what I do know, when it comes to war, or when it comes to protecting your land, I mean, violence is going to be justified. If someone came to your house, knocked on your door, and said, I'm about to kill you. I'm about to kill you and your kid. Jamal's probably going to come down with a hatchet. He's not going to come down and say, please leave my wife alone.
I mean, I might also just stab them, so...
With violence?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there's definitely limits where, like, if it's life or death or, you know, something that aggressive where you need to, like, defend yourself, it's definitely sometimes justified.
We can go back and forth on that. I don't really know. But aggression, definitely. Aggression, to me, like, kind of lets people know that whatever is going on, maybe it shouldn't be going on. You know, we can even use yesterday's situation as to like, you know, being aggressive and letting a situation like head out or go a different direction. All right. The next question is. Why are me and Jessica, like, what's going on, like...
You guys are popular.
We have the stars tonight.
That's what it looks like. Long-time listener, first-time commenting. Sometimes you guys have great sound. Other times it's wicky-wacky. That's fair. No, that's very fair. Our last podcast, like...
Wicky-wacky.
That was definitely all on me. I put it in the wrong hole. I don't usually put things in the wrong hole.
Oh my.
Yeah, it's sometimes it's wiki wacky. If you guys can get that figured out, you guys would be awesome. Anyways, on an old podcast, Charles said women are born at a disadvantage. And curious, does he still feel that same way? Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Sorry. Sorry, lady. All right. Sorry, lady. All right, we have one more. Okay. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders has signed an executive order prohibiting state officials from using specific language in state documents as it relates to gender and pregnancy. For example, birthing people. Should these terms be used? Should these terms be used or not used in government and school texts?
What?
I'm sorry, Michaela. I looked right at Michaela. She just gave me like.
What are the language?
Yeah, what are the language?
Besides the pregnancy.
So it's, yeah,
because that description is really broad.
Okay, so
what was her name? I'm gonna look it up.
She was actually, wasn't she Trump's?
Wasn't she running for president at one point?
Whoa, really?
That name sounds familiar from somewhere.
Yeah, I think she was a candidate.
She never got far.
I think she was Trump's lead speaker or House speaker or whatever.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, I remember that face now.
Yeah. Ugh. I think when they say, like, in government documents where they use certain terms to not, that are, I guess, are inclusive to trans people. The only one that I really know off head is birthing people. Mm. You know?
Wait, so she's trying to get them not to say that?
No, she already did that. She signed into a... She
you
signed,
have to say it.
Yeah, you... No. You cannot say it.
But you can't say
you cannot, it. You have to use man or woman. You cannot use birthing people or other terms like that that are, I guess, inclusive to trans people, which I don't know. I don't know
weird
how...
Weird bill to write.
She feels that... She feels that the trans community is trying to X out women. She feels that the trans community is trying to limit what women's spaces.
We're against that.
Now, I will say, I personally, and this is my personal belief, but I personally believe in the next 25, 30 years that trans women kind of will take over women. I'm not going to lie. That's kind of how I feel. As long as if it keeps going the way it goes, I mean,
why? Because, like, males are taking over sports,
I mean,
as women.
If you're, imagine if men start dating trans women.
If they did, men, don't they already?
No, they don't.
People date
straight men do not date trans people. That's not really a thing.
They don't date, but they definitely bang them.
Mm-hmm. Probably, yeah. They probably bang them on the low. Yeah. Yeah. But imagine if straight men started openly dating trans women on a higher scale. Imagine if trans women started taking over the NWNBA. I definitely watch it then. Imagine if trans women are just taking over spaces of women. You don't think eventually, like, women will kind of just be...
I don't think there's going to be that.
Well, you have to... I'm sorry.
I don't think there's going to be that many trans women to take over women spaces.
I actually hope you're right.
I mean, it's a very, very small percentage
it really
of the population.
Is. It really
yeah,
is.
Yeah, like, this fear of them taking over our spaces is just unfounded and stupid.
Yeah, I completely agree, but would you... Well, hold on. First of all, we're getting off topic. Do you care about these terms being in government documents? Or school texts. Birthing, I'm gonna look up what
birthing. I just read them. Chest feeding, birthing people. Okay. Like,
here's the thing with chest feeding is that men also have breasts. Like,
yeah, but we don't.
It's but not also, common now. But who knows what's gonna happen 10 years from now?
I just had a moment of the previous commenter saying that Jessica just says shit. Like that was 100%.
But men can breastfeed too.
Men cannot breastfeed.
Yes, you can. You can take like some sort of medication. Anyone with glands.
You're doing semantics right now.
No. I saw a lactation person on TikTok talk about how she can like you can breastfeed if you're a man. You just have to like take some sort of medication to stimulate your
great scientifically. It's possible. It's possible scientifically.
Yes,
but how many times do you go to the park and see some dude breastfeeding his kid?
I've never
that's
seen that.
That is the conversation
I swear,
that we're having.
I swear that was 100%. It just took me back to that past
Look,
comment.
You can milk anything with nipples, all right?
What are some other terms, actually, Chelsea? Do you chest feeder? What the fuck? That's a weird fucking
It sounds
term.
Like some insult somebody would
yeah,
say in high school.
Yeah, he does, actually.
Is that what they're doing? Is that
Shut up, you chest
the Republicans
feeder.
Are just... adding on different bully insults into writing.
Bad penis taker.
Yeah, she was banning woke language.
I want to know the terms.
Pregnant people, chest feeding, like woman but with the X instead of woman, like wom X, whatever it is. Hold on, there's a whole list.
Oh, give me at least four more. Give me four
Got
more.
Got it. Hold on. Anti-women word. Executive order eliminating woke anti-women words from state government and respect women. Where's all the list at?
So then you're a fan of what she's doing.
So rather than pregnant people pregnant.
I don't care. I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't care. Like, I mean, like, women can do, if women aren't bothered by it.
Charles, Chelsea's in the middle of saying.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. You took forever. So I have space.
She found a list.
Go ahead.
So it literally says, rather than pregnant people or person, use pregnant woman or mom. Chest feeding, they want you to use breastfeeding. Rather than body fed or person fed, breastfed. Human milk.
Who says person fed anyway?
People who aren't identifying as women but are mothers.
Body fed sounds okay to me, but person fed sounds like eating people.
Human milk, you can't say that, you have to say breast milk. Laboring person.
Human milk is stupid.
Human milk is
100%
stupid. A menstruating person. You have to say
okay,
woman.
Time out. Okay, time out. Time
birth
out.
Giver.
Time out.
These all sound like insults.
Yeah, they sound. Okay, first of all, okay, real quick. All the women, how do you feel about these terms? I'm gonna come to Michaela first.
Can we do them one at a time? Please.
All right. Go ahead. Let's do one at a time. Let's start. Go
the
on.
Thing we should listen. Do you wish? I'm gonna read the whole
wait,
thing.
Wait. What's the yes and no moniker?
Oh my goodness.
What do you mean?
I don't like it.
I don't either.
I'm one of them on that list.
Because like women birth children, like it is a gift that a woman body can do, and only a woman's body can do.
No, I saw Arnold Schwarzenegger birth a kid.
Okay.
CGI.
But like, no, so here's the thing. I think if you are someone who's trans and you are birthing a child and that's how you feel comfortable, cool. But I do not think that we need to change the language for fucking everybody, because like, I do get you, like the menstruating people, you only menstruate if you're a woman.
I'm not feeling that.
I don't know. I want to like be respectful, but I think it's crazy that people want to like,
some of this shit's gone too far.
Erase the shit, yeah.
Menstruating person, do you have the things to menstruate?
That's what J.K. Rowling got in trouble for online by being like, menstruating woman person, you mean woman?
Yeah.
And everybody canceled her because of it. So.
You know what's funny is I think Chelsea and Michaela think that these are stupid words, and Jessica, you don't mind these words.
Some of them I think are stupid for sure, and some of them I don't mind as much. Chest feeding is dumb as rocks.
Yeah.
Like. But, yeah.
Because rocks are dumb.
Her thing, so the whole thing, it says like, whereas women are women and XX chromosome is an XX chromosome. The science is clear and real. These are things only women can do, like perform the miracle of birth. Government should reject language that ignores, undermines, and erases women. The government should celebrate gender distinctions between men and women and not erase them. That was her, like, reasoning for writing the policy.
Okay, so we're going to go around to the women. And you know what? No, we're not going to go around.
You got enough for me.
No, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just, it's a resounding no, and, like, for Jessica, it's, like, 90% she's okay with.
Well, so, like, I don't think it should be banned from, like, hospital, like, if that's how someone identifies that person.
It should definitely be banned from.
I'm saying, if someone is, if that's how you specifically identify, and that's how you want to be chosen, cool. I think that should be respected, but I don't think these are terms that should be used in place of women, is what I'm saying.
Like,
how would you use them then?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
in an individual basis, like in government official documents.
Yeah, no, it shouldn't be.
Birthing person, you should say woman.
Like, if you are in a delivery room, you know how they always ask, you know how you identify anyway. You can always mention it there, and they can refer to you as whatever you feel comfortable with. But don't expect everyone to change every piece of literature
for you.
Yeah.
Okay. I can get with that.
That's a lot.
I can get with that. If on an individual basis, definitely not on the basis of like everybody.
So I guess I agree that in the government it shouldn't be in there.
That's a good point though. Like, if you want to do something because you have some kind of gender dysmorphia, that's fine. But you have to know that the world does not revolve around you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's what a lot of people get upset about. Not anything about you, you know, personally. Change it. Yeah, not anything about you personally. But if you make it all about you, then that's when it becomes an issue for a lot of people.
And I think that a lot of it has to do like stop being so narcissistic.
Listen, what heats me up is the menstruating thing. Like, that's like one of the rare topics that I get so like just as a woman who's had a lot of like ovarian issues and issues with stuff like that, like there's stuff that people will never understand. And when I see people like, I don't even know, making light of it, or like I saw a TikTok of a trans woman who, like, to my knowledge, hasn't had surgeries and things, so is still like born male, was like, oh, like getting menstrual cramps isn't even that bad. But like, I know people's bodies go through changes with hormones, but they're like, I just don't know why women complain about this. And I about threw my fucking phone across the room. I was like, what? Yeah, what? You don't know, because you don't fucking have ovaries. Like,
oh my God.
I got that.
It pisses me off.
This is kind of hilarious.
Well, the thing is that, like, the other, I mean, not all women get their period.
Yeah.
But, like, only women.
Only women can get a period.
But you're not, like, you can.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now from
Jessica. You can still be a woman, though, without your period.
Okay, so again, Jessica is still straddling the fence hardcore. Hardcore. So, ladies and gentlemen, she definitely, I think you 100% don't care about it, but, you know. Whatever.
I mean, I guess it doesn't really affect any of us. It's in Arkansas.
Yeah, right. The thing is that it's like,
I think it, when it starts to affect you guys, it'll be way too late.
Well, it'll be way too late. Like, I think that chest feeding is stupid. Breastfeeding, like, you have breasts. They grow to produce milk, right?
Wait, so right now all y'all's breast is milk?
No. But we all have glands.
You have glands.
Everybody, once you have a baby,
has glands, and when you are,
you can't stop looking at me, man.
Your breasts develop what's needed to make those glands active, okay. Right? To produce
the hormones, like, activate it.
I'm just saying, if we have women who have milk, why are
we all just more? Oh my God.
That is a good question.
It just milk ourselves.
God, we are the only mammals that drink another mammal's milk.
Actually, yeah. People do buy breast milk to
they do
to
all the time.
Either their kids. Or apparently weightlifters.
Yeah.
Because not all women can produce breast milk.
Yeah.
What about weightlifters?
They drink breast milk because it has
I heard that. I don't know how much I believe that, but yeah, I've heard that before.
This thing is
okay, guys, we're going to get off breast milk for a minute, and we're going to go to dating. We'll see you guys soon. Thank you.